Dem Rep. Amoanif Harris is for price controls. She said what people feel, that they're constricted. By Ian Hanchett on August 17, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of News Nation's The Hill, Representative Gabe Amo Dere responded to a question on if 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris supports price controls by saying that her economic speech was an articulation of what Americans are feeling. Americans are feeling that they are constricted, that they do not have the freedom to thrive in this economy. Host Blake Berman asked, "So, let's talk about some of this plan from the vice president and what she calls quote-unquote, corporate price gouging. If you've lost the Washington Post and the New York Times as a Democrat, you might say that you've lost the policy? Here is some of what they said today, opinion piece. When your opponent calls you communist, maybe, don't propose price controls? And Barack Obama's former top economist, Jason Furman, here is what he said, this is not sensible policy. And I think the biggest hope is that it ends up being a lot of rhetoric and no reality. That from a top Democratic economist. Is that what this is, a lot of rhetoric? Because, at the end of the day, it's price control, is it not?" Amo responded, "I think what we heard out of the vice president today is an articulation of what Americans are feeling. Americans are feeling that they are constricted, that they do not have the freedom to thrive in this economy. So, if you look at, in totality, what the vice president put forward is an agenda. Yes, to drive forth an opportunity, a set of policies for people across this country. But it's also to be responsive to what we have heard over the last several years. That Americans aren't all feeling the benefits of our booming economy. So, when you look at it, as someone who grew up in a middle-class household, looking at buying a home, looking at price gouging, looking at the child tax credit, that, as we know, from the American Rescue Plan, cut child poverty by 50% in this country. That's what we're focused on." Berman then cut in to ask about details on taxes. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.